This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
All babies together. Welcome back. Charlie the Music, Icy Brothers.
Not bad, Blue-Eyed Soul Brother. Harvest of the World is a song about the entire the world getting along. I thought it was apropos for today.
We all need to get
this
along.
This is the Italian Friday. Mm. Got Italian food coming in.
Yes.
How about that?
It's the great people from Cafe right? Napoli.
I look so good, I want to kiss myself.
Okay.
Uh-huh. All right.
You're dressed like it's St. Patrick's Day. You are wearing way too many. You can't wear three or four or five different shades of green.
I can do what
once.
I want to do. Okay?
I mean, it's all different shades
I'm
of green.
Super
he does
bad.
Have the
I can do what I want to do.
Mizzen main shirt. And
another
you should feel
main.
That shirt because that is the finest material.
Stretchable. Feel that? Mm. No wrinkles.
Good.
I can roll around. No wrinkles.
First time you haven't had a shirt.
No wrinkles.
It's sharp. Very nice, Chuck. All right, how about the MLS story where we thought we're going to be battling for one spot, and now there's actually going to be three spots. Mm. And if the act is together, which it looks like it's going to be, it's happening here
we
in
We almost
St. Louis.
Got held hostage by the MLS. They
we kind of did,
posts
too.
Goalposts here. Mm-hmm. Are you going to do that
And
here?
They had another $50 million. How right. would you like to be? I know they're rich as heck. You know, the Kavanaughs and the Taylor family. But all of a sudden, you think you're going to pay $150 million. No, it's going to be $200
right,
million.
Yeah, right. But they know they had some
sweat. Yeah, they have
well,
to do it.
Did they know they had some suckers on their hand?
But see, that's what it's all about.
Come on now, wait a minute.
Whenever Andy. You decide, well, we're going to expand not by one team, not by two teams, not by well, it's all about the money.
Absolutely.
It's 100% about the money. And you know what? Something is a little bit, there's a little snake involved here.
Absolutely.
When you're raising the money. What is the local ownership group supposed to do when they've invested money, when they've invested time, and they put themselves out there to bring an MLS team here? What are they going to say, no? And then all of a sudden we're not going to have soccer here in St. Louis, when in reality they were probably going to get it all along. They were never going to turn down that level of money. They want money. I think it helps keep the whole league in business, probably.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this is almost too predictable.
It was
but
almost
it's good.
Like
we're
John Shaw.
Soccer team.
It was almost like John Shaw negotiated this deal. I mean, come give me some more here. Change the seats.
So now
give
we
me
don't
that.
Know if we can trust these MLS people.
No, you can't trust them. We already know that. But we're smart enough to recognize, right, Frank?
Yeah, it is. And you're right. It's the premise of what you just said, Andy, is correct. It's not like the Taylor family. I think I looked at Enterprise recently. It was $20 billion. Mm-hmm. It's not like they can say, you know what? That extra $50 million, we can't do it. We're out.
Right.
I mean, they're going to have to do it. They're too far
right.
out there.
They would have had to do it if they increased it by $100 million. Okay?
It's just insane.
But this wasn't...
For the, MLS team?
The MLS people knew for months this is what they were going to end up doing. This was a strategy. They knew they had big-time, deep pockets with the ownership group here in St. Louis, and they're saying to themselves, how can we maximize our dollars? And the best way to maximize it is not to say no to Sacramento, but to say yes to everybody. And
yeah, Phoenix too.
And increase the fee to come into the league.
But what are we getting? This is like buying an expensive car. How long will this car last?
David Hunt.
How long will this engine run?
David Hunt, he did say something. David Hunt was on the morning show, and he said, half the teams aren't showing a profit.
Not, that's what I'm talking
and
about.
He said it as the league is still in its early stages. Mm-hmm. But for me, I mean, you want to show a profit.
How are they making
that's
money?
Well, I don't know how they cannot make money if they're throwing in $200 million for expansion.
Well, I think outside, I don't
because,
I think yeah,
that's how they make the money. Expansion. Yeah.
Well, but I will teams make money through big time television deals too, right?
Yeah, and they do have a television deal. Number
yeah,
one,
how much
number
money
two
are they
is
making?
The percentage of like sellouts in those stadiums. I mean, they are drawing some people.
Certain
so,
cities. Certain
yeah.
cities.
It's not like the AAF or maybe the future XFL here in St. Louis.
The Alliance
I mean,
was.
People
yeah.
act like the people act like we just got an NFL team. I'm
that's
I'm waking
acting.
Up thinking we got
who,
an NFL team.
Acting like that?
That's what people are with me. They act
thinking,
like, wait a
I'm
minute,
thinking
hold
we
on.
Got an NFL team.
MLS.
Who is
I mean,
wait,
most of the people that
Martin
call
Kilcoy
me said,
is going to come in with Band-Aids on his fingers because he's been tweeting so much about this XFL team. I'm worried about it. He's got like, I thought Nintendo thumb was a thing of the past.
Now the next line will be, but I love Martin.
Oh, yeah. I love Mark.
He's on my staff.
He's my guy.
All right, you know what were you saying? The XFL, your thought on this whole thing?
I don't know how they can coexist. The Alliance, how long did they last?
3 months.
3 months. They couldn't make the second payroll. And then as of last week, they go bankrupt.
Yeah. Mm. Well, let me throw this at you. And I'm not defending the league at all. But if Oliver Luck, who's the commissioner, says that Vince McMahon learned from his previous failure and we believe we have enough money that this thing can last.
Is he hate me returning kicks or what?
No, they're making it a little bit different than
oh,
that.
Okay.
I don't know. I mean, Vince McMahon is a pretty smart guy. I can't believe he'd waste all this money if he didn't think there'd be some chance.
Well, the NFL can use some of these players,
when
too,
you have
well.
A lot of money to waste. And you know what? I mean, these guys are all protected. It's not like it's coming out. They're not drawing it out of his bank account. You know, like, I mean, whatever. How much of his own money is he truly putting in? I'm sure he's putting in some cake, but how much?
Oh,
of
I think
it?
He's putting a lot.
Okay. All
he's
right.
putting a lot
but,
of it. Yeah. Like,
but
most it, of
but
it
it's
is.
Not impacting his bottom line. I mean, Tom Dundon is putting $250 million to try to save the AAF, when in reality, when you talk to people who know him, he was trying to get the rights to some app that now he has his hands on that he wants to use for other projects. So that's where the investment was. So he got his hands on that. I don't know where this thing is going to go. All I'm saying is, hey, they got an XFL team. Take it for what it is. Don't throw it in our face and pretend that we need to look at this like it's some big-time deal that's coming to St. Louis and we should look at it as such. If you like football, you want to go watch football at the professional level, albeit it's not the NFL, then hey, more power to you.
I'm not going to trash it because McMahon, like I said, he will lose money. But these businessmen know from talking to their accountants, it's 80-85% write-off. They're going to get part of the money back anyway, so they're not too worried about it. But you're always worried as a business person about losing that liquid dollar.
What kills
but they can recover.
It will be an interesting springtime in 2022 when on a particular Sunday you could have the MLS, the XFL, the Blues, and the Cardinals all playing on the same day downtown.
Well, who do you think we're going to
play? The XFL and MLS does not want that at all.
But that's what I mean. Please stop including the XFL as being on the same level as the Cardinals and the Blues. They're not. This is not some
MLS
what is
not
is
either.
It? Well, MLS maybe.
No,
eventually.
They're still minor to those professional teams.
It may be crazy successful here. It really could be.
We need a superstar.
They're going to have a 24,000 seat stadium. They in this soccer crazy town.
We need a superstar.
The XFL does not belong in the same conversation. Is all I'm saying.
Well, they may not even be in business in the conversation you're talking about.
So I mean,
they'll be here next February. The XFL in St. Louis. Mm-hmm. What do you think of the coaching hire? Jonathan Hayes,
well,
former Chiefs tight end, Bengals assistant coach.
Why didn't they get Mike Mons? Why didn't they get Isaac Bruce? They
wouldn't
got a guy in Canada. I don't know why. Come on, man.
But that would have been a better idea, would you agree?
For PR?
Hey,
for
you'd PR. Actually, if Mike March or Isaac Bruce from the staff, you'd probably even go to a game.
Well, I'll go to three.
Listen, you won't find a bigger fan of Mike March and Isaac Bruce than me.
Well, okay.
I'm
going to work
them for 10 years.
Okay.
Do they know you?
Okay.
Do they know? Does Mike Bartz know you?
But they want if they want to look at this as a developmental league, then you want it. Mike Bartz is my guy.
Yeah. He doesn't even know your name.
Yeah, he does know my name.
He thinks your name is Lee Strickland.
No. He does know my name.
Hey, they got Lee Strickland with the Blues.
You don't even know. So they want to hire a coach. They want to look at this as a developmental league. They want to hire coaches who have potential to maybe become head coaches down the line. This is not like, okay, I know in St. Louis this is what we do. We get excited. We think that every job should go to a former player or a former coach. It doesn't always work like that. Not everybody shares that opinion. Isaac Bruce, I don't think his long-term goal is to become a head coach in the National Football League. Why would they give him the head coaching job of the XFL team? He's never been a coach anywhere in his life. I know he had a long-term playing career, and he's a great player. Mike Martz, how old is Mike Martz?
What's the guy's name?
Middleton. For attention.
He's from he's in
Jonathan
Canada.
Jonathan Hayes?
Hayes, the new coach?
Yes.
He's from Canada now, but he was a coach in the NFL.
For the Bengals,
right.
Yes.
Yeah. Pretty good coach, but.
Yeah. Can you imagine?
But I would do a.
Make Isaac
but
Bruce
I would get
a wide receiver.
I would get a name
Brian
guy as a coach.
And Plowsy and Chuck. Can you imagine, like, Andy at home with his wife? You know, this house is really looking bad. This food is really bad. Mm. But, you know, I love you, though. You're my gal.
Yeah, you're my.
Honey,
you're
happy
my,
anniversary.
God,
here's the things you did wrong
staff.
This year.
Then she slapped the hell out of me.
Taya. Taya.
She runs the show, though,
but
Frank.
The XFL,
oh, I'm sure.
You should
hey.
See him when they're out, man. It's like, this guy's like he's at the circus. Taya. She runs the
Andy,
show.
Andy, over here.
Hey. You know what? I think it's great it's coming here, but don't throw it in our face that we should look at it like it's some big-time professional sport coming in that's on the same level as the Cardinals and the Blues. It's not.
Because it'll never make it if you put it in that category.
Well, so it may not be defeated. Way,
so
right.
It's not. Are they even going to be around in 2 months, 3 months,
I
want to
know who
year?
The PR director is going to be. That's what I want to know.
Who knows?
And
I mean,
who's the PR
so
director?
I hope they have success, but enough with – you know, trying to act like we just got, you know, the San
Diego
Chargers.
We're a big-time city
here.
Again. We got soccer.
Los Angeles Chargers.
We got XFL.
And I'll tell you what.
Baseball.
And they are a sponsor, and I want to segue into this, too. What about Dave Stewart from Worldwide Technology stepping up
motorcycle?
And becoming...
What's the deal with that?
It's going to be called Worldwide Technology Raceway at Gateway. So he bought the naming rights to Gateway Motorsports Park, and he's also going to become a technology partner where they're going to, like the Indy people are really impressed that all this great technology, fans being able to watch things from their phone, a race right in front of them. They're going to do some like state-of-the-art things that have never been
done
in
sports. See, I think that's great because – and here's a smart businessman.
Well,
you know?
I guess so.
Oh, my God.
I mean, richest in the country.
Here's
a
smart businessman.
A brother.
Yeah. In terms of how he invests his money. Listen, I think it's great. Local company put their name on a venue like that. There's nothing – listen, just that's all good, okay? So – but Vashon Basketball – to me, is a bigger sport than the XFL team. Okay?
Really?
Yes, than the XFL.
Right.
Okay? So.
Floyd's listening right now. He called me yesterday.
This probably, is a weekly occurrence.
So, you know, I mean.
Corey Tate, your guy, working hard at Vashon, offered Nicholas Kern Jr. a scholarship.
Can you believe there's a Nicholas Kern Jr. already?
Remember
that's amazing.
Remember Nick?
Nicholas Kern was playing for Vashon like 2 years ago.
Nick Kern was 6'7 with range.
What happened to him? He went to a JUCO in Illinois,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it just didn't work out for him in college.
You know, Nick Kern Sr., never forget.
Turn your phone off,
Charlie.
He had this
weird hair. He had not a jerry curl hairstyle in practice, senior. So Florida Eyes walked up to him and said, "You want to play on this team, son? You got to cut your hair."
You
that
saw
was back
that.
In the day.
If you answer the phone,
you
really
saw
someone
that
wants to
in
call
the
you.
Documentary we did. That was first thing of practice. He says, "You got to cut."
But Nick Kern, yeah.
Tell the bill collectors to stop calling, Drew.
No, these are advertisers.
You need to make your $20 payment on your course.
These are advertisers.
All right.
Advertisers.
Strick shoots and scores there. Okay. Gateway Motorsports Park is one of our advertisers. We appreciate them being a part of this program. Congratulations with that new association with Worldwide Technology. Go to Gateway MSP, though, for more information on how you can get season tickets for NHRA, the Bomberito 500, and the NASCAR trucks coming to town. We'll take a break. We'll be right back.